Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in a way that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize the risk in the stock market. Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the podcast. So hopefully you guys had a great weekend last week. So in today's podcast episode, I'd like to share with you with regards to an event that happened last week. So it's quite a major event, right? And I thought it provides some timely lesson for us as investors in the stock market, right? So for you guys who are listening, if you're not living under rock, right? So you probably heard of the news that President Trump was tested positive for COVID-19, right? And I think many investors were panicking when the news first came out, because what they first and automatically think is, oh no, with the news coming out, with such a news coming out, it's going to cause the markets to react to and panic, right, to the news, right? And that's what most investors first think. However, for me and a couple of other investors, we usually react to this news, this type of news, with open arms, right? Because what this means is that when the news come out, the markets is probably going to decline by a bit, right? And when the markets decline a bit, what this gives us as investors, long-term investors in the market, is a good opportunity to look into fundamentally strong companies and buy them at a discount, right? So the reason is this, right? I think I also mentioned this in one of my previous podcast episodes. If you guys have been following me since the start of the first episode of this podcast, in one of the episodes, I did talk about the difference between the type of news, right? So certain news will affect the fundamentals of a company, and certain news doesn't affect the fundamental and the nature of the business. It doesn't affect it, right? But it still affects the stock price, even though it doesn't affect the fundamentals of a business. And why is this so? Because in the short run, it's not the fundamentals of a business that drives stock price. That's for the short run. In the short run, what drives stock price is the emotions of the market, right? So when the news of President Trump getting COVID-19, what the emotions at the time were of panic, right? So when investors are panicking, what they tend to do is they tend to sell their stock. So when they start selling their stock, usually when such news comes out, the price of a stock will decline, even though it does not affect the fundamentals of the business and it does not affect the nature of the business, right? So, for example, if you take a look, President Trump getting COVID-19 or being tested positive for COVID-19 has no direct impact on the fundamentals of a business of a company. For example, say Alibaba, right? Because Alibaba is dealing mostly with e-commerce and cloud computing. All right, so the President Trump getting COVID-19 has no direct impact on the fundamentals of Alibaba business, but Alibaba, the stock price of Alibaba can still fall during this time because of the emotions of the market, right? So the point that I'm trying to make for this podcast episode is this, right? You have to determine whenever such news come up, like a major news that is going to shake the market, you have to determine whether it is a news that fundamentally affects the business of a company, and then or does the news affects the emotions but not the fundamentals of a company. And usually when a news that affects the price of a company and the emotions of the participants in that company, it is a good time to buy. But you must take note that it must not affect the fundamentals of a company. So certain news such as accounting fraud, management issues, things such as this, it affects the fundamentals of business. And when such news come out, as investors, we do not want to buy more because this really affects the fundamentals of a business. But on the other hand, if news such as, for example, like I mentioned for this example, will be President Trump getting COVID-19, it does not affect the fundamentals of a business, right? So if it does not affect the fundamentals of a business, but it caused the stock price to decline, then this might be a good opportunity to look into such companies and add your positions or enter new positions, right? So this is the point for today's podcast episode. Hopefully you guys have learned something, and to your financial success.